what have been the results? Obviously, you've been talking about them, but just sort of really quickly, sum up the results that you've had, with your nutritional healing program and following the, your kind of your own individualized, path.
Well, I'll tell you, I think probably one of the biggest changes was the change in my my energy. I wasn't every few days just having a complete crash and thinking that there was, and really wondering what was wrong with me. And if I did have some kind of a blip, in my experience, I knew that I could usually figure out what it was that I had done cause that. The other thing is, I mean, leaving aside my hip, which was in a chronic state, even when I started working with you, one of the things that I had experienced was this. I was saying earlier this problem with little aches and pains. Things just all of my joints would hurt, and I had thought initially that, well, I'm just getting older, and this is what happens. My dad, there's arthritis in the family, I've got arthritis, and so this is just what I have to look forward to, and this is a bad day. It's the weather, whatever,
And it's not true.
And what I discovered was that when I ate right.
Yeah, you didn't experience your parents', condition.
I didn't. I mean, there was no pain.
So what would you recommend to people out there? I mean, for example, you've heard me speak in situations. I mean, would that be a good idea?
I think that would be a good idea. Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say, get the information. Talk to Paul. I mean, we have worked together for a long time.
Yeah, we have. We have.
And I am very grateful for that. I think that you bring a perspective. I mean, you help me to find the information that I need to understand what's going on. And you help to remind me periodically when I fall off the path, because the fact is, we are surrounded by, I mean, at least in the food realm, we're surrounded by things that may not be that good for us. And it's easy. Like whenever you go out, I mean, the biggest risk for me is eating out. And I don't want to say people shouldn't eat out, but you do have, when you do eat out, you have to be very careful and ask questions about what you're eating. And you have been very helpful in that regard in helping me figure out how to work my way through that. Because I have a lot of
Yeah, you're a working woman.
I eat out with my colleagues a lot. That's part of
part of the problem.
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen, Connie, I've got someone else who's called, but I want you to stay on the line if you would. Just let me speak with Georgine a little bit. She's also a patient, but I'd like to have your perspective on some things, and I'll throw it open to both of you.
Okay, sure.
All right, so hold on. And we've got Georgine on the line. Georgine.
Good morning.
You called, dear.
I did.
Were you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous, and
okay.
I'm a tiny bit pressed for time because I'm headed for a service that begins at 10. So,
well, okay, well then let's get you on then. So you came. How did you hear about me?
I came because my daughter, who's 52 or 3, I can never keep track, had kind of been wanting to see you, and finally made the firm decision to go to you, and
she was suffering for a long time, wasn't she?
Oh, stomach and loss of energy, lack of energy, just she was miserable, overweight, feeling just crummy.
And she came and she got her program, and what did you see?
Well, miracles. I believe in miracles, and I think I saw one. It's just amazing. I mean, it's hard to explain. Like Connie said, I sometimes can't believe what's happening,
And but you, and yeah, that's so cool. And of course, you've seen, so you, for yourself, you saw this, and what did you do?
I decided that it was time to make some changes. I have some major health issues.
Such as what? Would you mind sharing?
No, not at all. Diabetes, COPD, heart problems, atrial fibrillations, chronic, you name it. It seemed like I don't have arthritis that I know of, and there are a few things that I don't have. I've been through cancer surgery and treatment 8 years ago.
Wow.
But
a body falling apart, as you learned.
Yes, exactly.
But so then you treated all this stuff with surgery, and you also, God, I think you were, how many prescription medications?
I think it's 11 medications.
And I was very cautious, right?
Yes, you have been very, very cautious, and I've appreciated that.
And how did, and you, when you first, I guess kind of want to get at is, didn't you come to a talk? I mean, didn't you?
Yes, I came with my daughter, Kathy, to a talk on, it was about asthma and allergies and such as that, and none of which I thought was any of my problem.
And what was your experience at that talk?
At that talk, I just heard things that made perfect sense. I've been kind of on the fringe of alternative medicines and knowing about nutrition and knowing about metals, the detriment of so many metals in our environment. My husband had Alzheimer's, and he was around a lot of chemicals in his work, and drank from aluminum cans, and we ate from canned goods. You know,
as are most every other person in the United States of America.
Exactly.
Right, and don't know that that's actually creating the big problem, do they?
No, they won't. If they know, they won't tell us.
So you came to a talk. What would you say to people? Would you recommend that?
Oh, I would, heartily.
How would you say it?
I would say you have nothing to lose, and you might have something to gain.
Yeah. I mean, just come to a talk. Just say it.
Exactly.
Just say it. Come to a talk. Go ahead. You can say it.
I'm actually coming back to the one in July because it's about heart health.
Exactly.
And I want to hear more. I mean, I know your basic premise. I've read your book. There's so much good information there, but the more I learn, the better off I am.
Isn't that great? And so you got your evaluation, and was it painful?
No, not at all.
And what results so far? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I just feel wonderful. I mean, so much better. I have more energy. I've had mood swings all my life, and I'm seeing a stabilization of that.
Wow. I
don't think you and I have talked much about that.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
But I definitely see changes. You know, I feel more calm, collected.
And also a little bit more energetic, too. What did you tell me the other day?
Well, I've been fishing a couple of times in the last 3 weeks, and actually, 3 times. I hadn't been outdoors and done any recreational things, which I love to do, for probably 8 years.
Wow.
I just limited myself, mainly because of my breathing problems. I didn't think I could hike up over a hill and down into the riverbank and then get back out.
And you did it.
I did it.
And how did you said you went down some path that you never thought you'd, at least in the past, you'd be able to return from. What was that?
We were up near Bonneville salmon fishing, or trying.
Yeah.
And it was a path, you know, that you went over railroad tracks and then down this pretty steep hill. And I'm thinking all the way down, you know, okay, am I going to be able to get back up and just take it slow, do it? And I really didn't have any problems.
And this, in the face of the fact that you're still taking, you know, almost a dozen medications.
Right.
And your life was going in what direction?
Well, downhill, I'm imagining.
And yet, the quality of your life has now turned around 180.
It really has, and it's only been, 3 weeks? I think I'm into my 4th week.
I tell you, I never know that's going to happen that quickly. But you've done one thing, though, because your daughter has been on a program. You two live in the same house, so following your dietary, the dietary
it's
part.
It's easier. It's much easier.
Right. And isn't it critical?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The support of someone else.
And are you getting enough support from us?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And clearly the quality of her life is just
It's just different.
And
it's
so
amazing.
It is amazing. And we're excited because, you know, to see that sort of thing happen, basically it doesn't limit us to the chronological age, you know, this whole idea that you're because, you know, you're 39 years old, right?
No, I'm 71.
Oh, you gave it away. I wasn't going to do that.
And I think, like I told you, one of our treatments, I wanted to live long enough. I want to live long enough to see my great-granddaughters, who are now just little tykes,
right,
grow up and get married. Now, that may be possible. It may not. But along the way, I'd like to feel well enough to participate in their lives. So.
Right, exactly. And of course, that's the thing that I really focus on, right? And we talked about this. I mean, because we don't know how much long-term damage has been done.
Exactly.
We never know that. It's about quality of life, correct?
Mm, oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, your ability to, before you're not doing any physical, you know, action, and now you're going fishing again. I mean,
yeah,
you know, how do you describe that, the difference?
It's hard to describe it, so it's just unbelievable almost.
Yeah, so and that's really what we're geared toward. And I want to bring Connie into the discussion, if you don't mind, just a minute or two, Georgine.
Sure.
You know, and isn't that what you experienced too, Connie?
Yes, absolutely. I was listening, Georgine, I was listening to your story and thinking, well, that sounds a lot like me. I'm not as old as you, but I'm getting there, you know, and I'm sure that probably that what I was going through, the kind of starting to go downhill experience, was probably pretty much the same as what you had been going through too. So I could really relate to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. That's all.
It's the amazing part is being able to find what's going on. Wouldn't you both agree?
Right.
Oh,
knowing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Having it,
yeah.
being feeling like you know that you have some control.
I know. It's
you have things that you can do that make it better.
And you know, things that you need to stop doing.
Well, yeah, right. I mean that in the affirmative sense.
I know. I mean, Georgine, you know, the thing is, I mean, for you, I mean, you know, do you feel more empowered now?
Oh, definitely.
Talk about that just for a moment.
Well, I don't know how I would phrase that. I just feel like I have choices that I can make, and I know that I'm better off making a good choice rather than a poor choice.
Exactly. Exactly. And now you know, too, the impact that food really has on you, right? I mean, look at the difference.
That's, yeah.
That's the main change. The main change is that you did.
Yes, definitely.
Right?
Was
your food. And you're not eating what right now?
Sugars, wheat products, grains, fruits. Those are the three restrictions right now.
Any diabetic who has any hope or chance of taking control of their situation, if they're eating any grains, any fruit, any sugar, you know, then just cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
And you experienced that.
Yeah, and I didn't know that because I had been through a nutrition class associated with the diabetes and was on track for, I've only been diagnosed with diabetes about 2.5 years. And I thought I was doing pretty good, you know.
And what were they telling you to do?
Well, eat, you know, from the food pyramid or and don't eat too much of this and don't eat too much of that.
Yeah, and it totally doesn't work, does it?
No, it didn't. I ended up on a oral medication for the diabetes.
It doesn't work because it's false information. It's incorrect mm-hmm. information. You've mm-hmm. got to find out. You've got to find out what your individual sensitivities are, or
right.
on the other hand, what foods that work for you. And
right.
the only way to do that is with something like this testing, the nutrition response testing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you both would agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, I'm sorry. I have to run.
Oh, that's great, Georgine. I want to thank you for calling. Before you go, what would you say to folks out there about attending a talk and also about getting evaluated? What would you say quickly?
I would say do it. Just do it. you know, that's a catchphrase for Nike, but I think it's important.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so glad you called, Georgine. Thank you so much for calling. Connie, hold on just for a second.
I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 30.
Okay.
Because I had a pain in my arm, and the doctor took a test, and he came in, and he goes, oh, you got rheumatoid arthritis.
Uh-huh. So he saw some...
These pains for the next 15 years. And then all of a sudden I got Kaiser and I got seen by a specialist and they said, oh, no, you never had rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, that's the labeling. That's the label game.
I'm thinking that it's all because of what I've been eating.
There you go.
So what I want to do is, you know, I mean, once I get tested and then you learn the stuff you need to know, is it an ongoing thing where you got to keep coming and see you or can you... Just learn the information then and move on with your life.
Connie, what would you say to that?
I think that it's a good idea to spend some time with Paul until you really feel like you are on track. I mean, I keep going back, you know, maybe once a month, just to make sure that I'm doing the right thing and to have him check in.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything, Bob. I mean, you know, Connie is a patient of mine. I've worked with her for quite some time, and that's why I had her answer that question for you.
Okay.
Because you know, do you go and do it yourself and come back? I mean, look at the world out there. I mean, when you look at the world, is there sugar anywhere?
Everywhere.
Is there soy anywhere?
Hard to even eat.
So what happens is you'll go out there, And it takes a while to develop new habits. Once you do, just as Connie has experienced and Georgine experienced and I've experienced, once you do, then, of course, yeah, you don't see me every week or every other week. And you know, I mean, as much as I'm sure that I would like your company, you know, you got other things to do. But periodically, you really must come back because you're going to get into things you don't know about and that those pains, you know, will come back. And you won't know why, because you've done most everything. Plus, you're going to be exposed to environmental factors like chemicals and metals.
Right.
And you're going to be exposed to hidden sources of soy and wheat, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And I don't even know. Actually, we don't even know what your sensitivities are. But this is just sort of an example. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, Paul, you know, if I could add to
Sure,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that we discovered, you know, in working with you is that as my situation improved in the areas that we were focusing on, we began to discover that there were some other factors. Like, I remember a big one was discovering how much, what was it in the water? You encouraged me to get a filter for my...
Chlorine.
Yeah, chlorine.
Yeah.
Right. And there was too much chlorine, and I got a filter and put it on the shower, and I started drinking filtered water, and there was a huge jump. But
jump in your energy. You saw a difference.
That's right.
Wow,
just from the water. And we hadn't, you know, and we had been looking at other things. But as I got better, I became, you know, we continued to test, and there were other things.
That is a phenomenon, exactly, Connie. That is a phenomenon that we
change.
Yeah, well, we experience because the body begins to clean itself up.
Right. Okay, that's what you said.
Yeah, the body begins to clean itself up. And lots of times this is called stages or phases or levels or, peeling the onion or, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is the way I describe that quickly, because we're actually running out of time. And so I want to thank you so much for coming and spending some time, Connie. And Bob, I would recommend to you that if you're serious about changing your situation,
I am.
Come and get evaluated. You know,
okay.
take control of it. If you want to hold on, Bob, John will get your contact information, but you need to follow up. Give me a call at 360-750-7375, and John will give you that number. So, Bob, thank you so much for calling. And Connie, thanks again for calling. I really, really appreciate it. I know we're going to help. We help Bob. I'm sure of it. Bob probably wouldn't even have called if we hadn't been talking.
Yeah, that's
good. So I want to thank you again for calling. And last, what would you say to somebody who wanted to take control of their health? What would you say?
Just do it. Like
yeah.
Georgine said, I mean, what do you have to lose, you know?
And what are you waiting for?
And it's so simple. I mean, it really is so simple.
All right, dear, I got to run.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye.